We can go on to some news items now. We have a whole variety of for you, with school GCSE results prominent. Then there's the Sandringham show coming up, prospects for another solar panel farm, another traveller's camp causing problems, new homes in the pipeline, and the hard-worked fire service. Determination and dedication pay off as Norfolk students celebrate GCSE results. Students from schools across Norwich have been celebrating after finding out their GCSE results yesterday. The GCSE overall pass rate has fallen for the fifth year in a row, but top grades were up across England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Girls outperformed boys again this year, but the gender gap has narrowed, with their lead at the lowest it has been since 2000.
A full lineup of entertainment and displays are planned for the Sandringham Game and Country Fair, which returns to the Royal Estate on September the 12th and 13th. The two main show arenas are packed with country sports and pursuits, with fast-paced equestrian action that will keep you on the edge of your seats. For those who like horse racing and a flutter on the Grand National, the JPL racing is a must. Shetland ponies and young jockeys race and jump hurdles around the course with qualifying races and a grand final. Who knows, one of these budding jockeys could be a future Grand National winner. Paul Makepeace will show the traditional hunting skills of his gun dogs in the classic walk-up shoot demonstration. Here you will also find the popular sheepdog display with Bob Hogg, demonstrating the skills and obedience of the sheepdog as he works to his master's commands, collecting and penning the sheep. Dog lovers are encouraged to bring their vets to the show and enter them into the fun dog show. The gun dog multi-scurry, have a go dog agility, hoopers, barn hunt or chase the bunny events, all of which are open to all dogs, whether as a first-time novice or a trained and skilled gun dog.
The locations where hundreds of new homes could be built in Norwich have been revealed after they were proposed as suggested sites to help hit new government house building targets. Almost 20 sites within the city's boundaries have been put forward in response to a call for sites by planning officers who need to identify locations for new housing and employment. As well as places like the former Coleman's factory and the Marsh site on Queen's Road, which are already earmarked for housing, the list also includes part of Anglian Water's Higham Water Treatment Works and British Telecom's Russell House in St Andrew Street. Homes are also proposed near King Street, Brackendale, Cremorne Lane and Kett's Hill. New properties could also be built in the suburbs in Sproston, Taverham, Cossey and Cringleford. The sites have been listed in official documents drawn up by council officials trying to hit housing targets set by ministers for the Greater Norwich area.
Travellers have been condemned for causing chaos after pitching up at several sites around the city. A group with around 20 caravans arrived at Earlham Park on Tuesday evening, threatening to tear down security barriers and steal a caravan from a music festival which took place over the weekend. Security guards overseeing contractors packing up the Rock and Roll Circus Festival said they were intimidated by the travellers until the early hours and brought in extra dog units as a precaution. Police were called to the park after the group were believed to have gained unauthorised access through an open gate opposite the UEA Sports Park. The group have since left the site, leaving behind rubbish. Tim Day, councillor for the Crome Ward, also condemned their actions, saying the taxpayer will foot the bill again for the clean-up, no doubt. It's unbelievable.
Hearings which will help to decide whether one of the country's biggest solar farms will be built on Norfolk farmland are to start next month. The first in a series of hearings which will determine whether East Pye Solar Farm goes ahead will take place at Dunstan Hall on the edge of Norwich. The solar farm has been proposed by developer Island Green Power on 2,718 acres of countryside, almost all of which is farmland, close to the villages of Hempnor, Saxlingham, Shottisham, Brook, Woodton and Great Moulton. The first hearing at Dunstan Hall, which will be a preliminary one to set out the procedure for the examination, will start at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 15th, followed by others during the week.
The fire service has revealed the staggering number of call-outs it has been into this month after weeks of drought conditions and hot weather. Norfolk Fire and Rescue has already responded to 1,000 emergencies so far this month, just shy of the 1,043 call-outs recorded for the whole of August last year. Just last week, the firefighters attended 347 separate emergencies, many of which needed several resources. The high volume of incidents prompted the declaration of a major incident on August 13th due to multiple large-scale emergencies across the county. Among the major incidents was a wildfire at Mousehold Heath in Norwich. Other significant incidents included a fire at Holgate Hill near Kelling Heath and a building fire at Thomas Bullock Church of England Primary Academy at Shipton, caused by refracted light on playground furniture. In July, the service sent out 768 more engines than the same month last year, averaging nearly 25 units more mobilised each day.
The Historic Churches Trust plans to fix the crumbling west wall of St Gregory's Church in Norwich, as loose masonry could fall onto those walking through St Gregory's Alley if left to deteriorate further. The Trust has submitted a scheme to overhaul the Grade 1 listed Pottergate site to Norwich City Council. It says the work needs to be done for public safety and to protect the heritage of the church, which is famous for having some of the finest wall paintings in East Anglia. The best known depicts St George slaying a dragon and is an impressive 12 feet high. St Gregory's is currently home to St Gregory's Antiques and Collectibles.